You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame welcomes its latest group of honorees. Five contemporary honorees will be among those inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame on Wednesday night, including my next guest. Dr. Olivia Letts was the first African-American teacher in the Lansing School District. That was in 1951. From that point, Dr. Letts spent her life as an advocate for education, community service, and civil rights. Dr. Olivia Letts, thank you so much for joining us here on Stateside.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dr. Letts, on your induction into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. I'm wondering, what were your feelings when you learned that you're joining this year's class?
You know, I was very happy that I was selected to be a member, and I had had a lot of support to help me.
And there were 110 nominations, so it's certainly it's great to have to know that you kind of stood out and are now going to be in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. Take us back, if you will, to when you were first hired to teach at Lincoln School in Lansing. And am I right that it was a sixth grade you were hired to teach?
Well, I was hired to teach the elementary upper grade, so I had taught fourth, fifth, and sixth because it was a very small school, so you didn't always have a full number for one grade.
Now, was this your first teaching job out of school, or had you taught elsewhere?
Oh, I taught for 3 years. In Chicago, there were 2,000 students in the elementary school where I taught. So the principal thought I was wonderful, and the reason he thought I was wonderful was because I never sent a child to the office, and he saw me maybe 3 times in the whole first year.
So you took care of business in your classroom?
Correct, but I was teaching the first, second, and third grade in Chicago.
Now, what brought you to Michigan and to Lansing?
I met my husband at a wedding in Chicago that he brought his mother and sister to attend.
And love spoke, and you came to Michigan.
Well, after we dated for a year, because he worked still in Lansing. He loved Lansing as a city, and he certainly didn't wish to move to Chicago. So I was ready to move here, but I needed a job here, and they weren't hiring people of my color, so we had to work on it.
And what did that take?
Well, Attorney Dunnings, the father, Dr. Harrison, a doctor, and several other folks all went to the before the Board of Education, and I had gotten good references from the schools that I had been in Chicago, and so they decided to take a chance and hire me. And then they also decided then they could hire somebody for secondary. So they hired a secondary person as well.
Now, what are your memories, Dr. Letts, of that first year? And I'm wondering, did you encounter resistance? Were you welcomed? What happened that first year?
People came to look at me at the school, but everybody was very kind. I was treated very well. I have nothing bad to say about the way I was treated because people respected me. I respected them. I did my job. You know, I worked from 51 to 54, and my daughter was born in 54. And you did not take a leave then. You resigned. So I resigned in 1954. But I had no problem getting back in 1956 at the same school.
I'm interested, how many African-American students were in your class in those early years?
All of them were, because if a Caucasian came in the morning, by afternoon, they had gone.
What do you mean?
I mean, they went to another school, so they kept it 100% African-American.
Were you thinking of yourself as you were, you had to, as you say, do some things to get hired, and then you came in and, as you said, you just did your job as best you could. Did you think of yourself as making a statement, as being a trailblazer, or were you just there to do your job and see where that led you?
People, you know, would say things, so I had to you know, acknowledge the fact that I was the first African American there. But, you know, people, you know, just went about their business, and I did the same. And I taught from 56 to 61. The principal was having knee problems, and she asked me to apply for her job as principal. I did not seek a principal job. So I applied and got the job. So I got to be the first administrator in the Lansing schools.
And then went on to become director of elementary education. Dr. Lutz, when you look at the teachers who have succeeded you in classrooms today in 2016, what are your biggest hopes and your biggest fears for those teachers in Michigan today?
That there aren't going to be enough of us. So few are going into education now because there are so many more options than there were back then. So I'm just afraid that we are not going to have teachers of all ethnicities in the schools. And the teachers that I know, most of them are retired now. You look at the administrators, and I'm not aware that there are a number of African-American administrators because they're not that many in the schools anymore. And I don't keep up enough to know the exact number. I've been retired, if you can believe it, for over 30 years.
Looking at your career and your lifetime of education, of what are you most proud, Dr. Lutz?
You know, that's a very hard question for me to answer. I think I'm most proud of the students that I've had who have succeeded. And I still today see some of those who have succeeded. And that makes me very proud.
Dr. Olivia Lutz, the first African-American teacher in the Lansing School District. When she was hired in 1951, she's being inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame this Wednesday. You can read more about her and the other honorees by going to michiganwomen.org. Dr. Olivia Lutz, congratulations. It was a pleasure to talk with you on Stateside.
Thank you.